This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. You know that old story about when a tourist in New York City asks a police officer for directions. He says, "Excuse me, officer, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?" And the officer goes, "Practice, practice, practice." Well, Carnegie Hall is so revered and so iconic a venue that I think it's all too easy to take it for granted. A few years ago, I was asked to compile a list of piano recordings taken from live concerts at Carnegie Hall, and there were many, many more than I had realized, some obviously famous ones and some that might be less familiar to certain listeners. So I thought this week I would go through my collection and put together an episode featuring pianists live at Carnegie Hall. Let's begin with the finale from Robert Schumann's Faschingsfang aus Wien, Carnival Jest from Vienna, with the pianist Piotr Onderszewski.
Thank you.
The finale from Robert Schumann's Faschingsschwank aus Wien, Opus 26, with the pianist Piotr Andruszewski. That comes from his Carnegie Hall recital debut on December 3rd, 2008, issued by Virgin Classics. Mikhail Pletnev made his Carnegie Hall recital debut on November 1st, 2000, and the concert was recorded and issued by Deutsche Grammophon. It was a big program featuring all four Chopin scherzos, the Bach-Busonische Cone, and Beethoven's last piano sonata. That's quite a chunk of music. But I want to play two of the encores from this recital back-to-back, Scarlatti's D minor sonata and the Moskowski Etude in F major, Mikhail Pletnev.
Thank you.
two encores from Mikhail Pletnev's November 1st, 2000 Carnegie Hall recital. First, the so-called Pastoral Sonata in D minor by Domenico Scarlatti. Pletnev's performance of that is very much in the affettuoso style, with details poking out all over the place. Then we heard Moskovsky's F major etude, and of course, Pletnev takes a little passage up the octave, and then he makes up his own ending. Well, I guess if Vladimir Horowitz could do that, then why not Pletnev? You know, that main little descending pattern in the Moskovsky, you know, forgive my singing. You know, it's not dissimilar to the descending patterns in this next piece, which is the Transcendental Etude in F minor, number 10, by Franz Liszt. And this performance we're going to hear comes from the 19-year-old Yevgeny Kissin's Carnegie Hall debut on September 30th, 1990. Yevgeny Kissin playing Liszt.
Thank you.
The Transcendental Etude in F minor, number 10, by Franz Liszt, with pianist Yevgeny Kissin, live at Carnegie Hall, September 30th, 1990. In October of 1960, the Russian pianist Sviatoslav Richter traveled to North America for the first time, and he gave no less than 5 recitals at Carnegie Hall in October, all of which were sold out. And then at the end of his North American tour in December, he returned to Carnegie Hall, where RCA Victor recorded his recitals. Here's an example of Richter, the colorist and the poet at his best, playing music of Maurice Ravel. This is La Vallée des Cloches, The Valley of the Bells, from Miroir.
Thank you.
Music of Maurice Ravel, Le Valet des Cloches, Valley of the Bells, from his piano suite Miroir. The pianist was Sviatoslav Richter, live at Carnegie Hall on December 26, 1960. The French Impressionists made a big impact on the great jazz pianist Bill Evans, who was a mentor of mine. On June 28, 1978, Bill Evans played a short solo set as part of a Carnegie Hall concert featuring several other jazz pianists that included Mary Lou Williams and McCoy Tyner. I was in the audience for that concert, and I specifically remember that Evans requested to play without amplification so that you could really hear what his piano sounded like in Carnegie Hall. Here's Bill Evans' rendition of You Don't Know What Love Is. Standard from the Great American Songbook. That was a song by Don Ray and Jean DePaul called You Don't Know What Love Is. The song was first introduced, believe it or not, in a film called Keep Him Flying, starring the comedy team of Abbott and Costello. I just found that out. I thought that was kind of amusing. But this solo piano performance that we just heard by Bill Evans from June of 1978 at Carnegie Hall definitely was no joke. We are listening to piano recordings made live at Carnegie Hall during this hour on Between the Keys. I'm your host, Jed Distler. Why don't we go back 70 years to January 19th, 1949, and the triumphant Carnegie Hall debut of a Chilean pianist whose name may not be familiar to many listeners. This is Rosita Renard. She died only months after this concert, so we are very fortunate that this debut recital was recorded. Let's hear a pair of Chopin etudes. Chopin etudes from Opus 25, number 4 in A minor and number 8 in D flat, with pianist Rosita Renard, who lived from 1894 until 1949. This music came from her January 19, 1949 Carnegie Hall recital. Vladimir Horowitz, of course, had a long association with Carnegie Hall. He made his famous debut there on January 12, 1928. He made his historic return on May 9, 1965, giving his first concert in 12 years. In the late 40s, Horowitz arranged to have his Carnegie Hall concerts recorded for his own personal use and for his own study. I'd like to share from this trove of recordings a beautiful performance of Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G major from Opus 32. This was recorded in 1948. Vladimir Horowitz performing Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G Major, Opus 32, No. 5, recorded live at Carnegie Hall on April 2, 1948. The great American pianist William Capel also appeared at Carnegie Hall numerous times before his untimely death in a plane crash in October of 1953. Here's a live performance of Robert Palmer's Toccata Ostinato from 1945, William Capel, live at Carnegie Hall. Music of Robert Palmer, the Toccata Ostinato, with pianist William Capel, that was recorded live at Carnegie Hall on February 28, 1945. In November and December of 1961, Arthur Rubinstein gave a series of 10 recitals at Carnegie Hall, and I don't think he repeated any piece, or maybe just a few. It was quite a monumental series, and he donated all of the proceeds to charity. RCA Victor recorded these concerts, from which we're going to hear a performance that I think is one of the most beautiful and distinctive interpretations that we have of Schumann's Arabesque, Arthur Rubinstein. priceless playing. Arthur Rubinstein live at Carnegie Hall in 1961, performing Schumann's Arabesque, Opus 18. This next performance I have previously featured on this program. I did so on a program devoted to encores, but I thought it would make an appropriate closing for this episode. It comes from a recital that took place on May 7th, 1990, with pianist Ivo Pogorelich at the absolute pinnacle of his form, playing Balakirev's Islame. Hold on to your hats.
Thank you.
That was Mili Balakirev's virtuoso showpiece Islame, recorded live at Carnegie Hall on May 7th, 1990. The pianist was Ivo Pogorelich. That brings our program to a close, featuring memorable recordings of pianists live at Carnegie Hall.
You are about to hear a concert in Carnegie Hall, New York.
You're going to have to make a little adjustment with your ears right now, because I've played here a couple of times before, and I haven't enjoyed the piano being amplified. I'm going to try to play without amplification, so...
You know, working Carnegie Hall is like... I dig it, you know. But I had a lot of fantasies with it, you know. Two great fantasies. One... He introduces me, and I come out with a violin, and I just cook, man. But for an hour, man. Every Stravinsky, heavy, like, and I don't say a word, Zugnish, and I split, you know. You know, what was that, man?
This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you have been listening to Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I look forward to us being together next week at this time, so I hope you will tune in. And if you like what you've been hearing this hour, tell your friends to tune in as well. Have a great week, and please be well.